The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all the things you can think of and come up with, you know, the same old doesn't work. Well, here's an opportunity. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. See if we can help you weed through the electrical chemical soup, and that's the topic of the program that we're going to talk about today, and how to live well in a toxic environment. You know, so many of you are exposed to things on a day-to-day basis, you're not even aware of it, particularly living in metropolitan areas like we do here in the Washington, D.C. area, and you don't know, you don't realize that it's an ongoing bombardment, and we wonder why we come down with some of the very over-the-top problems that affect our bodies, and you go to your physician, and they really don't have an answer for you. Well, we're going to have an answer for you today. We're going to put it in perspective, which is the topic of our program, our in-house continuing education program, this Wednesday evening, the 10th of July, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And Dr. Scott Lamp will be your host, your presenter this Wednesday night. But since Dr. Scott is not in town today, we have the best person to sit in and give you the data, the person that probably has more background and information on this, none other than my boss. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
You know, it takes a while to get you back in here, but you were very kind since, you know, Scott's out enjoying
the holiday. Well-deserved time off.
So, you know, it's like, are you going to do the program with him or are you just setting the stage?
No, I'm just setting the stage.
Okay.
I'm going to let him have all the glory. Wednesday evening.
Okay. You know, seriously though, this is an important program and information, simply because of the fact that there's so many people that we see on a day-to-day basis, and they come in, they're sick, they don't know why. Fortunately, we have a synthesis of how to work through that system to start to pick it up, but people generally don't know. I feel lousy, I can't think, my brain is going down, I have pain that doesn't go away no matter what I do. You know, inflammatory levels that go through the ceiling. This is something that, unfortunately, medicine, traditional medicine, allopathic community, does not address, because they compartmentalize and they set it aside and they don't realize it. But so
well, they don't have a pill for I don't feel good.
Oh, really? I thought they were working on a patent on that one.
Well,
it's yeah, you know, they're coming up this year. They're coming up with the granddaddy of all flu shots. It's supposed to be able to handle every flu ever existed.
Okay.
And it's going to the genetic map. So I'm not sure how. Yes. I'm not sure how that's going to impact everybody, but as I get the data, trust me, you'll hear about it here first because it scares me. Nevertheless,
yeah.
Let's talk about what we're talking about, because it's actually part, that's pollution, and we're going to talk
that
a little
is.
Bit about inoculations as well. But Sue, what is it really that we're living in?
First of all, not to ruin this beautiful area, because I love living in Virginia. I really do. It was a good decision to be here. I would not leave here. But we live in a huge toxic stew here, between the cell phone towers that are everywhere, the high tension wires that are everywhere, our own personal electronics, our house, the travel, the cars. I mean, when you're in a car, you're sitting on top of a giant computer. So you got all kinds of electromagnetic radiation pollution going into your system.
Bluetooth radiation.
Pardon?
It's all Bluetooth radiation.
And whatever other. Plus then on top of that, we have beautifully landscaped properties and business areas. And it's beautiful to the eye, but it contains a tremendous amount of pesticides and fertilizers and chemicals that get into our environment. So we have the chemical side of the agriculture all around us, not to mention what you might have on your own yards. Then we've got our food supply, which we all know is not the cleanest as it should be. So, I mean, everywhere you look, you are insulted physically and neurologically by the chemicals we have everywhere and by the environment. We were never, ever designed to deal with this much pollution. Our bodies have not evolved sufficiently to withstand the negative impact. And I really think a lot of these bizarre sensations and symptoms that people have, the general, I just don't feel good. For no diagnosis comes an awful lot of the reason because of all this stuff.
You know, the negative symptoms, people are so general in so many cases that people don't even realize that they're suffering from the toxic effect of, you know, these things on the brain, poor memory, the inability to focus and concentrate, ADD, ADHD patterns right all over the place, erratic behavior, I mean, just kind of compulsive types of things, word confusion, mood issues, headaches, vertigo, cravings of all kinds. All of those things have to do with what we're talking about.
Sure.
And chronic body pain that's just all over. You know, we say, well, it's fibromyalgia. Well, you know, we have to look more into these catch-all diagnostics mm-hmm. because it doesn't answer the question, why is that?
Well, and we also have the brain fog. What's the first thing people think of when they can't remember where they left their keys? Oh, my gosh, I have Alzheimer's.
Particularly if you left it in the refrigerator.
Or you put the cereal in the refrigerator and the milk in the cabinet.
I've left the keys in the refrigerator before. Walk in, I'm hungry, I grab something, open the refrigerator, and the keys are in one hand, I put it down to grab something
else.
Don't
admit to that. But again, you know, we always think, like I always tell people, think horses, not zebras. Chances are the symptom pattern you have is coming from something very common, not something very rare and extreme. Yes, some of the mental and neurological symptoms can be serious degenerative disorders. There's no question about that, and we see a rise in that also as a result of our reaction to the toxic soups that we live in. But many times it's preoccupation, not enough sleep, too many things to keep track of, that causes, our crazy lifestyle that we have in this area is enough to make people forget basic stuff.
And you can't expand your brain when that confusion, if you will, all of that incoming is stacked one on top of the other.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we had a good friend that visited us over the last few days, and he walked into my office at the house, and I'm always, I kiddingly say that, you know, leave my stacks alone because I know where everything is. So he takes a look at my office, and he says, how can you even begin to create, think, and so forth? And so we spent 4 hours opening up my brain, I mean my office.
Uh-huh, and that just scratched the surface.
I know, but that's, you know, that's an anecdotal, but that's true for so many of us.
I can see the floor.
Right? Shh, don't say anything like that. You're giving things away, Sue. So at the end of the day, I'm going to get you later. So at the end of the day, you know, what we're dealing with our environment is a similar stacking effect.
It is.
And, you know,
it is.
We have all this stuff around us, and it's awful. And we haven't even touched the food yet.
No. We're just talking crazy lifestyle, influences of all the electromagnetic radiation that we have. And it comes from everywhere. I have no clue how badly they're being bombarded just by sitting in a room. Just the fact that we're in this radio studio right now, we are probably getting the equivalent of multiple chest x-rays just from the amount of radiation coming off of the computers, the lights, the sound equipment, the recording equipment, all of that. They all emit electromagnetic radiation, which our bodies are absorbing. And the bad news is we've got older brains, so we're not as plastic as we used to be.
That'd be true. And it hardens it even more. It's put that crust around it.
It makes it harder for our bodies to be resilient against this.
You know, how many people fly continually? I fly a lot because I'm on the road, I'm teaching, I'm all over the place. But people that fly even more than that, airplane pilots, flight attendants, mm-hmm. and so forth, the radiation that they get at 35,000 feet is equivalent to multiple series of x-rays if they're going from one coast to the other without stopping. And we don't realize that. And, you know, our cell phone technology, you know, if you really went through and you read all the paper inserts that they put in with the phones, you'd get down to the bottom and you'd say, oh my God, because now they're required by law to disclose that.
Yeah, they are.
There are problems.
Well, and somewhere, and I don't remember where I was looking, they actually had done a CT scan. Great. Another radiation. A CT scan of the brain. Of the head of someone who held the cell phone up to his head and half his brain whited out. So it shows how much intensity the radiation was with the cell phone right up against the head. Taking it 6 inches out decreases it significantly, but still it's a radiation. And where do people put their cell phones? Men put it in their chest pockets over their heart.
Yes, you know how many of those I take off? I see guys, I say, do me a favor, take that out of there, put it in your pocket.
And women put it, or they put it in their front pocket. Women put it in their back hip pockets and carry them there in their jeans. Okay. And then they wonder where the hip pain is coming from, that SI joint pain comes from.
Exactly.
Because it's only on the side where that phone is. So you're radiating. You should not be carrying the phone on your person. It should be in something else, a briefcase, a purse, something a little farther away than right against you.
You know, put the bell on it so you can hear it. If it goes off in the other room, you can go pick up and go get it. But the problem is that we're stuck to it, and we start going back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
My guest in studio, Sue Rozelle, she is a stand-in. Well, not really, but for Dr. Scott Lamp, who you'll be your presenter, this Wednesday evening, the 10th of the month at the Rozelle Center for Healing. The conversation will simply be this toxic soup that you're living in, this environmental pollution, how to live in it, and why are all these things that you're experiencing, why do they happen in the first place? Why aren't they going away? But more importantly, you know, how can you detox and clear and fix the nervous system and fix your body so you don't go down the slippery slope? All you need to do is go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Go halfway down. You'll see it. It says upcoming events, how to live in a toxic environment, and from food additives and EMFs, and I'm telling you all kinds of things. And those of you who heard Dr. Scott before know that it's going to be very wide of breadth in its application. So hit the icon on it and register. And remember, these are our gift to you. There's no charge. The only thing that we do require is a reservation so we can make sure that we have room for you and we prepare properly. So we got about a minute and a half before we have to take a break. But, you know, when we're looking at a patient, you're looking at a patient, we have to take into consideration the impact, the ramifications of everything, not just, you know, I'm tired, I got a headache, my gut isn't working the way it's supposed to. You know, we won't give away the connections, but we're intimately involved with somebody right now that has very advanced COPD. Mm-hmm. And this individual has had a bad intestinal tract for years, and the environmental pollutions and the foods and so forth, all that leading because that yin-yang relationship, the gut and the lung.
Right, right.
And, you know, if you don't see those connections, if you don't do something about them and realize that you're at effect of the environment. Everybody's going off into tangents, and this one guy says, you know, you have all these lectins you have to avoid, and another person says, you know, you have to watch this and that. The truth of it is that it can be much more expansive but much more simple than what everybody's trying to. Anybody that's trying to put a singular focus on a subject doesn't have the answer, and Wednesday night we're going to give you the ability to really weed through it but know what to do about it. Take advantage of this. We always want you to have the most current, up-to-date information, and that's why we do our in-house programs. We're coming up to break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find me here, and when we're not here, all you got to do is go to rozellecare.com, and that's how you register for this Wednesday, July the 10th, presentation on how to live in a toxic environment, from everything from food additives, the food you eat, to EMFs, to electrical fields, to all the pollution that's around you, and why you're in the symptom mess that you're in. And my guest in studio is the one that is going to probably promote Dr. Scott and position him properly, because he's being lazy. I mean, no, he's on vacation with his family.
He's on vacation.
He's having a wonderful time. Sue Rosell's here with me in studio. Sue, let's get into talking a little bit about the symptom representations of these things. So we're talking about all the stuff that can kill people and make them feel lousy and sick and so forth. But how do they know? What are the symptom processes?
Well, we kind of put it all in a group of what we call neurotoxic overload. In other words, we're affecting our mainframe, our brain specifically, but also other things, our immune system and our other parts of our body. Things that are just common characteristics of the overload are fatigue or problems with sleep, pain anywhere, migraines or headaches specifically, but it can be other pain as well. Arthritis pain, skin disorders like eczema, psoriasis, acne, depression, anxiety, aggression, rage disorders, bipolar, and so forth. A lot of the emotional stuff. Memory loss, difficulty in concentrating and learning. Light sensitivity, hearing loss. Digestive disorders like heartburn and constipation and diarrhea and gallbladder problems and bladder infections. Neuropathy, pain and numbness. Tingling, respiratory disorders, asthma.
Do you feel sick yet, Jeff?
Did we miss anything? I mean, we pretty well covered every part of the body on one side or the other. Our engineer's over here turning green.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and poor Jeff's on the other side over there, and he's kind of shrinking back and saying,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
No, but seriously, and it really goes on and on and on.
And it does. I mean, that just tells you how many different aspects, and unfortunately, the two populations that are most severely affected are the kids, because they have developing brain and they have a thinner skull, so it doesn't repel things as quickly, and they're much more susceptible to problems than adults are, and the elderly, who already have less plasticity in their brains, less ability to accommodate their blood-brain barrier, that special protective barrier that we have to keep things out of our brain tissue, is breaking down with just age and wear and tear. So you have both ends of the spectrum that are significantly impacted by all of this stuff that's going on.
And here's an important piece to add to what you're talking about, is that I teach this principle that, you know, the nervous system is king, and it rules everything. And when you get sick, or when you have pain patterns that loop and don't go away, other than that, I mean, ouch type of pattern from putting your foot on something or touching something, it's a wind-up mechanism that locks into the brain. Mm-hmm. And then the brain begins to tell the body not to work, dysfunction, begins to put things in adaptive phases that, unfortunately, those maladaptations, bad adaptations, are the ones that continue then feedback in the loop. So if you don't go to the nervous system and really appreciate all how these toxins are affecting it and how the neural pathways, these neurological pathways, neurological communication cycles are being blunted, that's one of the reasons we're sick. That's mm-hmm. why we don't get mm-hmm. rid of the pain. That's why we feel so lousy. That's why our immune systems begin to crash, simply because of what you just positioned.
Right. And one of the things that goes with that is everybody is running around. There's two basic nervous systems. You have the sympathetic and you have the parasympathetic. Sympathetic is the go, 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 gotta do, gotta do, gotta do. Parasympathetic is where we are relaxed, we're chilled out. It's the sitting on the beach mode. But that's where our healing occurs. People are not in the parasympathetic state very much anymore. That's why they can't sleep, and then they cannot heal. And that further aggravates that whole neurological thing you were just talking about.
See, did you listen to Sue? What she's really doing is she's positioning to get me to go on vacation.
We have to go to the beach.
Yes, I got it. I heard this whole thing. It's time to go. I got it very intimately in that situation. Okay. We'll negotiate. We'll talk later.
But seriously, though, because people cannot sleep for whatever the reason, and any of these things we just mentioned, along with other things, keeps them from getting out of that loop, which is shutting down the function of the body.
It's true. And the more that we ignore it, that's the problem. It gets deeper and more entrenched, and then we begin to see more egregious symptomological patterns, but also restrictions in our body's capacity to do the things that it was innately designed to do without any problems whatsoever. We're coming up to that halfway point. We have some calls coming in. We will get to them as soon as we come back after some very important messages. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Sue Rozelle. And we're talking about this biochemical soup, which is the topic of our in-house program this Wednesday evening, the 10th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Your presenter will be Scott Lamb. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. We have an interesting program today, and we're kind of positioning it because we have an in-house continuing education program for all of you. And hopefully that you will take advantage of this, because it's a topic that is extremely, extremely important, impactful, and deadly, if you will. And we're talking about how to live in a toxic environment, everything from the foods, the waters, the air that you're exposed to, all the electromagnetic incoming, you know, all your devices that you have on your body. Dr. Scott Lamp will be your presenter, your host at the Rozelle Center for Healing this Wednesday. All you have to do to register is go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com. Click register and we will confirm your seat. But guess what? In studio, it's probably somebody that has more data information on this subject than more people, and I have to deal with it. No, I mean, none other than
Sue Rozelle. You are so not getting brownie points today.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be in trouble later today. Anyway, we're talking about that. Before we do, I want to go to the phones. Terry, thank you for holding. You've been extremely patient. How can I help you?
I'm not talking about toxic waste. This is, I think, a personal problem I have a long time. I have a problem with my neck. I just learned that I have a goiter, and I knew a long time ago I have a problem with my thyroid. A lesion on my thyroid on my right side of my neck. They're both on the right side of my neck. So I'm just asking, short of surgery, what would be the best regimen or, remedy that I could do?
Okay, so Terry,
also with my physician.
Okay, so Terry, here's the situation. Let me
solve the problem with my neck.
Okay, Terry, just listen up so we can talk to you about it. You got two different subjects. One is right on topic, actually, with your goiter, because the thyroid is very, very susceptible to environmental problems, and it can be everything from the toxic environment. There's something called halides, and your thyroid absorbs one of the halides. It's called iodine. But because we have a world that's polluted with chlorines and bromides and fluorides and so forth, many of these halides will compete for what your body needs, and it's called iodine. And so you have to take a look at those exposures and whether or not your body's able to get rid of them. So with any of the other types of halides, you have this wall, this inflammatory wall that blocks the absorption of the things that you actually need into the thyroid. Not knowing your case, it's very difficult to tell you exactly what to do. But we can tell you that you need to have it evaluated for those things we're talking about. You need to know the amounts of iodine and trace minerals that are in your system. You need to know whether or not your body is converting any of the hormone that your thyroid might be making, which is thyroxine, which is T4, that has to convert into an active hormone, which is T3. Where does it convert? It converts into the liver 80% of the time. Now, if your liver is toxic because of any of the stuff that we're talking about, the liver is going to be in a place of struggle to try to make that conversion, and it's not going to work. Your neck pain, your neck problems, if it's on the same side, can be a result of that goiter pressing on muscles and causing those muscles not to function properly. So where I would start with, see somebody like Sue or Eva in our in our practice, have them evaluate, or even Mary Jane. It would be perfect. The three of them are functional medical nutritionists. They can begin to walk you through that, and then they would make the proper referrals as well for anything that needs to be dealt with. So that's where you start. That's how you walk through this thing. But with a goiter problem, a goiter is the thyroid trying to expand itself to try to do more work, or the receptors are being blocked because of the things that we talked about, so now it's struggling even more. So, years ago, they used to treat goiters with iodine, and then they took iodine out and they put bromides in because the bromides are stabilizers and they're preservatives, so that's why they took that out of the bread and the wheat and so forth. But if you're sensitive to any kind of wheat products, then you have something called a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and that by itself can increase the size of your thyroid as well. So, this is something that we see on an ongoing basis. So, Terry, we're happy to help you. It's an individual situation, as you said, and we need more. But that goiter problem is right on with what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
not uncommon.
No, unfortunately, it's much more common. It had gone away for a while, but now with the advent of all the things we're talking about, it's getting much more significant. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. So let's talk about this whole symptomological representation and so forth, and take it into the consumption of foods and things of that nature. What are we looking at? I mean, we're all kinds of environmental toxins that are sitting there.
Well, we talked about the EMFs, which nobody was going to be willing to give up their computers and their iPads and their smartphones. I hear that. But we have to find ways to mitigate some of the impact on it. But we have a lot of chemicals in our environment that have been there forever, and we don't. Unfortunately, the chemicals are coming into the environment faster than the testing is allowed. Really good, staunch testing can keep up with. Most of our major regulatory laws were designed back in 1976, and at that time they allowed more than 62,000 different chemicals to be accepted into the environment. And since then, there's been at least 20,000 more added into the environment, and not long-term testing has been done to determine whether or not they are okay. Unfortunately, they also test them one-on-one instead of in a soup like we are exposed to. We aren't exposed to just one chemical at a time. We are exposed to multiple chemicals, and it's the combination of chemicals that amplifies the negative impact. That's just the toxins in the environment. And then we have the stuff in the food. And that's an exciting thing too, but at least we have a little more control to some degree for that. Things like the artificial sweeteners, like sucralose and NutraSweet. We know NutraSweet damages brain cells. It's what we call a neurotoxin or a neuroexcitotoxin. That, along with MSG, causes the nerves in the brain to fire so rapidly that eventually the brain cell dies. Not a very good thing for us. MSG does the same thing. Sucralose, they have been doing some long-term studies. That's been around now for probably about 15 to 18, maybe 20 years. I can't remember when it first came out. They have now discovered that it actually does create damage to the gut lining, our intestinal lining, creating leaky gut and irritable bowel. So now we have brain cells dying in one end and holes in our gut in the other, using artificial sweeteners, which were supposed to keep us from gaining weight. And in fact, they find that they do just the opposite. We actually gain weight with those.
To reinforce what you're talking about, we've heard, but most people ignore when we talk about the gut being the second brain.
Right.
And it's the reason it produces about 80% of all the neurotransmitters that the nervous system uses.
Right.
And so if that gut's not working, it's the brain can't work.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, if the brain, If the gut isn't eliminating the way it should, and it's allowing stuff to get into the body that shouldn't, we're auto-intoxicating ourselves. In other words, we're poisoning ourselves from within as well as absorbing from without. So now we have a dual problem. A lot of additives, artificial colors and flavors, most of which are developed from coal tar or petroleum. All right, well, we just, serve me up a bowl of coal tar here. We don't need FD&C yellow or red or blue or orange. And we have had years and years and years of actually very good studies on the impact of those particular chemicals on the brains of our children. Ages ago, red dye number 4, I think it is, or whatever, and yellow were identified as major components in creating learning disabilities and emotional problems in children.
Here, you know, I got a question for you, and you and I talked a little bit about it on the way up to the studio today. Someone that we're aware of has just been told to switch from a very decent fiber-heavy product to be able to move the bowels without any trouble because of the constipation of all the medication that this person happens to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor put him on another medication that dramatically increases the symptoms that this person is suffering from.
It does. It does.
And
said that the natural stuff doesn't work very well.
You know, this person is suffering from bowel problems and congestive heart failure and lung problems and so forth. And, you know, the problem is that the medications that he was told to go on to, this person was supposed to go on to, dramatically increases those symptomological representations.
They can. And, you know, just the chemicals themselves, but also the things they use to make the pills, the tableting agents, the colors. I mean, you look at the capsules of a lot of pharmaceuticals and they're colored. Well, something colored it and it wasn't natural food dye. It was coming from some chemical. So the chemicals on top of the effect of the pharmaceuticals. The chemicals that we use in our processed and packaged foods, and we just got done with the holiday weekend where everybody ate hot dogs. Well, how many people got into nitrite-treated meats and food products? That's another area. Genetically modified food, high fructose corn syrup, glutens, if you're sensitive to glutens. I mean, the list keeps going on all the different things that just in our food supply alone, and we haven't even gotten to pesticides and fungicides and preservatives that are put on our produce and the feed that our animals are given that we consume. So
you just triggered a thought process that has to do with living where we're living. Okay, we live in the greater Washington metropolitan area. It's known for and has, you know, the Washington area is known as Foggy Bottom. And Foggy Bottom is Mold Factory USA.
Mm-hmm.
There are more molds and fungus. I have patients who come into the area who say, I've never had a problem with the environment until I moved to Washington. And the truth of it is simply because of the fact that the mold levels are so high across the board, from black mold to yellow mold to white mold. But there's a yellow mold and there's a white mold and so forth. And they get sick and they can't get rid of problems. And, you know, you're talking about everything from anxiety to memory loss to numbness and tingling to stomach pains, not being able to get rid of weight and some people not being able to put weight on, the body hurting and muscle cramping and loss of dexterity. And, you know, all of those things have to do with that environmental pollution that we live in here.
One more toxin on top of everything else that we have.
You know, and patients feed that stuff all the time because, you know, patient comes in and I say, you have to, and you tell them you have to eliminate the things that are going to feed the mold, not just kill it. Because if you don't eliminate it, you're going to regenerate it and it's going to regroup anyway. So you have to stay away from things like sugars and dairy products and alcohol and things that convert into sugars quickly and peanuts and peanut butter. And they say, oh my God, you mean I can't, and peanut oil too, by the way, because that's a neurotoxin. It's a fungus. It grows in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dealing with an environment that, if we're not careful, will destroy our health.
And you know, we just ruined everybody's holiday weekend.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, we're going to see it this week when they come into the office anyway. And I look and I say, so you had a really good time the last 4 or 5 days, didn't you? And they just look at me and say, no, I was fine. And I said, no, you weren't.
Yeah, and it's interesting when I have folks who have been working with me for a while and they've changed their diet and they've done an amazingly wonderful job, and then they go on vacation and they try to do a good job. They really honestly do try to do a good job, but they come back and they say, you know, I just don't feel good after I'm back. I just don't feel like I should feel after a vacation. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that it's very difficult when you travel or when you're out of your environment to keep control over a lot of these chemical additives that we get in our food supplies in restaurants that you have to eat in when you travel.
888-630-9625. That's the number how you reach us here. Sue Rozelle's my guest in studio, and we're talking about this environmental pollution, the soup that you live in, the things that you're exposed to, from electromagnetic frequencies to foods, and why you're sick and why you can't get rid of those things. If you have a question, give us a call. But more importantly, join us this Wednesday evening where Dr. Scott Lamp will be your host, your presenter on this subject, and he's going to show you why things get stuck and, more importantly, what you can do about it and how to fix some of these things. And, you know, we touched upon the electrical fields and putting cell phones near your chest or other places in your body and you show up with pain. But that's the same for all the incoming that's around you, and you have to be able to blunt that. There's ways of making that happen. The medications that you're on are taking away your vitality. And sometimes, unfortunately, well-meaning physicians aren't appraised well enough to know that these things have problematic outcomes. We're going to teach you that. Join us. All you have to do is go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com, and scroll down, hit the button, say register now, and we will set aside a seat for you. Love to have you as our guest this coming Wednesday evening, the 10th of the month at 7 p.m. at our office in Fairfax. Please be there with us. Happy to take you through this crazy soup. We're coming up to a break. We're going to give you a little bit more data, but more importantly, we're going to answer anything that you have as well. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. You know, this is a program that we position specifically to give you data that you're not going to find anyplace else. And we do that for all of you, including our men and women in the military who listen to us, and we thank you, and we thank you very much for your service.
Absolutely.
You know, we have to acknowledge all of those folks this weekend, and very specifically because of what they do, we get to do what we do. And, you know, there's no greater appreciation that we have than living life fully in a free society that allows us to have this program and to treat patients the way we do and to tell the truth about things. And we want to thank you so very, very, very much.
Absolutely.
Our number here is 888-630-9625. My guest in studio today has been Sue Rozelle, and we're talking about living in a toxic environment and making sure that you're aware of the things that can happen to you. But more importantly, what can you do about it? You know, that pain and that mental fog and deterioration of body function, the loss of capacity, that inability to do the things you want to do. We're talking about that. And sometimes we ignore the subtle symptoms of what the environment with our pollutions are doing to our bodies and not allowing us to have life. This Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, 7 p.m., the 10th of July, Dr. Scott Lamp will be your in-house presenter, your host, and he'll be going through this stuff with you. What an opportunity to find out what you can do and if things are happening to you are a result of this. All you got to do is go to RozelleCare.com and register. Do it now. Sue, let's wrap this up a little bit. Got a couple minutes, and you know, let's talk about some things that are readily applicable.
Well, we've ruined everybody's weekend with all the toxic junk, and
we did.
I apologize for that.
We did.
But the good news is there are things we can do. There are ways that we can survive all of this sort of onslaught of toxic soup that we live in. And some of them are just very basic, simple things that you can do. And Dr. Scott's going to really talk about a lot of detail of things that can be done to help us survive in this environment. But one of the first things, obviously, coming from my perspective is, you know, what you choose to put in your mouth. You can cut down a tremendous amount of chemical ingestion just by picking better food quality. When you're in fast foods, you're getting the poorest quality. Even in your good restaurants, you're getting partially good credit quality foods, but not always. So when you're at home, at least, make good food choices. Do organic whenever possible. There's a website called EWG.org, environmentalworkinggroup.org. They have what they call the Dirty Dozen. There's 12 vegetables, actually it should be the Dirty 14 now because they've added two more, of those fruits and vegetables that really should be organic. So put your pennies in towards those for organic. The other ones, not so much if you have a problem with finance. Animal products. You don't want the standard animal product. Try to find something that at least has had non-GMO feed or vegetarian feed. I'm sorry, but cows don't eat meat. So you don't want them to be given meat parts. All right. You want free ranging whenever possible. And there's a plethora of places to purchase these foods that are not overly expensive. You don't have to go to the high-priced in grocery stores to find good quality food.
And no farm-raised fish.
Yeah. Well, and that's not even totally correct. But, yes, there is seafoodwatch.org is another company that you can go online and find those fish that are safe to be eaten and those that are environmentally secure. So there's a lot of things that can be done just from the fuel that we use to mitigate some of the impact of our environment.
You know, you really need to do a checkup from your house to your body to your environment and see what you can do to modify it. Obviously, you're not going to be able to get rid of everything, but those things you can will make a huge impact, and then learn how to detox but get rid of the symptoms that you've been suffering from. You don't deserve it. We're coming up to the end of the program, and I need to say, see you later. I love you all. See you next week. Bye.